Here with your Market Line Commodity Report, I'm Tim Hammerich. Ag markets were not immune in a day that marked the biggest stock market drop since 2008 and crude oil dropping more than 25%. From the floor of the CME in Chicago, here's Virginia McGathy.
Even though it seems like that there's a little bit of panic going on, the markets are steady. There's a reason why the circuit breakers do exist, and that's to steady the market and keep it a little more stable on its way down. Everyone is very worried right now for so many different reasons, but I can assure you that the mechanisms that we have in there are in place to just, you know, stop it from all-out washout. I know it's really difficult to take right now, but there will be recovery in our future.
In closing markets, Chicago May wheat futures yesterday rallied back to close up 3 cents to 518.5. Kansas City hard red winter wheat down 5.25 cents to 441. May corn closed down 3.25 cents to 372.5. Portland prices for soft white wheat of ordinary protein unchanged yesterday at $6 even. Club wheat of ordinary protein also unchanged, $6 to 775. Dark Northern spring wheat prices down 4.5 cents, ranging from 655.75 to 690.75 for 14% protein. Live cattle futures down $2.90 on the April board to 102.85. Feeder cattle closed locked limit down to 125.55. Class 3 milk for April down 22 cents to $15.81. With your daily Market Line report, I'm Tim Hammerich.